If you're out tomorrow and you are seeing people with round blue buttons on their lapels or on their t-shirts, mm-hmm. it means they are recognizing World Diabetes Day, which is tomorrow. And we had a wonderful opportunity on our John and Tammy Happy Hour to talk with our friends at the Diabetes Research Connection as we're trying to help those with type 1 diabetes. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning. Welcome to an opportunity to take on Tammy in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, 833-287-1037. We do it three times a day. Your chance to get $100 possibly if you beat Tammy. Let's get it done right now. 833-287-1037. Time to call and take on Tam and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on 103.7 KSON.
Sunny and a little cooler, low 60s to low 70s. This afternoon inland, it's going to get a bit breezy as well.
Tomorrow is World Diabetes Day. And if you go to KSON.com, you can find all kinds of ways that you can donate to Diabetes Research Connection, which is a local nonprofit here that hires young scientists to basically find a cure for this disease, which does not have a cure. And unfortunately, more people are being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes as other diseases are kind of tapering off. Diabetes is not. Hannah not only works with DRC, but since she was a little girl, has dealt with being a type 1 diabetic. And during our happy hour yesterday, talked about how, yeah, that does make you angry.
I mean, the whole reason I stopped taking insulin was because I was angry. I'm still angry. I've seen diabetic therapists. I've talked about it with other diabetics. I'm pissed. Why did I have to get it? Why do I have to change the way I live? Because, you know, my body decided to rebel on me. My pancreas didn't want to work. But I'm very fortunate that it's a manageable disease. I could have cancer. I could have all these things. But at the same time, I'm never going to get the same functioning in my endocrine system. I'm never going to be able to understand what it's like to be a normal human with normal emotions, where I don't have to think about, what is my test kit in my purse? Is my pump like full of insulin? Do I have supplies to go on this trip? Am I going to be able to sleep tonight without having a severe load that's going to make me sick? Am I damaging my body as we speak because I'm not consistently staying within 100 to 150? You never know.
This young woman is telling you the truth, how she feels. We know everybody has something. I mean, I feel for you, Hannah. You're not my daughter. I get it. I understand. You're making the best of a not great situation. You're being very honest about it. Mm-hmm. And she's being very adult about it. But angry? Of course she's angry. My son's still angry.
That's
why
how,
me? Yeah. Why me?
That's how Hannah got connected to us at DRC, though. I will say, she Googled, you know, job with diabetes, job with type 1, you know, and trying to make a difference and wanting to, you know, connect her real life experience to make a change and difference. And I love that about Hannah, because we do talk to people all the time, families, caretakers, moms, children affected and impacted by type 1. And you know, I love when people make that effort and want to see the change.
All the details for this and how you can help out the DRC is at KSON.com, including the full video.